the Oz. And then, Moshe Rabbeinu, if you remove your shoes and you connect with the source of where the Kosmos Oyer, and you zoche, and you separate yourself from your wife, you take yourself totally out of the union of a physical relationship between male and female, and you elevate yourself to the level where you're involved through your study of Torah Shebaal Peh, you're involved in bringing about the Yichud Ho'Elyon on the highest level. Va'oz Yoven, then you will understand Shebechol Yemei HaGolus Yefsher Levayer Hasne Legamri, that so long as we, the Jewish people, are in Golus, in exile, it is impossible to eliminate that thorn bush, that those thorns completely. Ki behechrich sheyeh lahatzadik belimudoi b'chinas smoil, because as we learned earlier, the tzadik, the true tzadik, when he's learning, must veer to the left at some point, b'shvil parnosa, shehu chiyus v'kim oylam, in order that the world should be able to receive parnosa and wealth, which come from the left side. U'mishom nimshach koyach hasneh. And once there's a left side, there's a source of energy for this snare. Ki ze hatikun v'habirur lo yugmar b'shleimus ad sheyavoy Moshiach. Because this tikkun, the rectification of this, will not be completed until Moshiach comes. She'oz yeh halacha brura. That's when the Torah Shebaal Peh will be purified, will be sorted out completely, completely, totally clear. There won't be any more doubts, any more questions. Ve'oz yeh ikar aliyas haraglin. And that's when the feet of Kedusha will have the greatest elevation. We said the feet are the halachos, the halichos. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says about Moshiach, v'omdu raglov b'yom ha'hu al harazesim. He will establish his feet on that day on harazesim. Moshiach will stand up on harazesim. Ubebechinas, and as the Zohar Kodesh says, Ademotu raglin baraglin, hamuva bezoyero bekisvi arizal. The Zohar Kodesh and the Arizal refer to these words many, many times. When it talks about the coming of Moshiach, it says, until the feet will reach the feet, meaning until the feet will have a complete tikkun. And this fits in beautifully with Rabbeinu Zal Sipurei Maaseis, the final story of the seven betlers, where Rabbeinu Zal is told about the very great powers of the tzaddik. And the seventh betler, the one without feet, Rabbeinu Zal did not tell his story at all. Because obviously the betler without feet, one of the things it's merame is to is Moshiach, who will bring about will finalize the tikkun of the raglin. Aval kol yemei hagolus, whereas throughout the time that we're still in exile, hatzadikim mevororin omalin halochais b'chol pam, the tzadikim are involved in correcting and elevating the halachos all the time, kifi ma shetzrichen lesakein oz, to the degree that they're able to and that they have to correct it, each one in his generation. The tzaddikim of each generation are involved in clarifying and purifying and elevating the Torah Shebaal Peh. V'alkein be'emes me'ein Moshe b'shlichusoy. And this is why we can understand why, in truth, Moshe Rabbeinu kept refusing Hashem. When Hashem asked him to go on this mission of taking the Jews out of Golus, Moshe Rabbeinu kept trying to get out of it. V'omar, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Shlach no biyat tishloch. Hashem, don't send me. Send the one who you're going to send. Ki yoda shelo yugmar habirur al yodoi. Because Moshe Rabbeinu knew that he will not be able to complete the process. He will not be able to complete the tikkun. Ach, however, Hashem yisporach hichricho leilich, Hashem forced Moshe Rabbeinu to go. Hashem insisted, kedei sheyiten es kol ha-Torah li-Yisrael, so that Moshe Rabbeinu would give the Jewish people the entire Torah. When? On Shavuos, in a few days. This shir is being given on Yom Rishon, Parshas Baloischa, Tov Shinayin Aleph, and Shavuos is going to be Tuesday night. So that Moshe Rabbeinu would give the entire Torah to Bnei Israel, the Yoytzias Yisrael Migolos Mitzrayim, and he would take us out of the exile of Egypt, ki yefsher levarer hakol bepam echod, because it is impossible to solve this whole problem in one shot. V'chol chiyusenu v'kiyumenu b'chol dor ad sheyavo Moshiach hakol bekoichoi shel Moshe, and our whole existence and our whole life throughout all the generations until Moshiach comes is all connected to the power of Moshe Rabbeinu, shezocho lekabel es kol haTorah, who was zocho to receive the entire Torah from Hashem, al yedei sheberer kol haHalachos, through the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu did the maximum that he possibly could in purifying the Halachos, in making the tikkun for this Torah Shebal Peh. And although the Jewish people messed up afterwards, after Matan Torah, we messed up in all kinds of different ways. So that the Gemara says that nowadays we do not have clarity in halacha. We do not have, that the Torah Shebal Peh is full of machlokes and confusion and unclarity. And the Shulchan Aruch is full of debate and unclarity. Kvar yesh lanu koyach al yedei hatzadikim shebechol dor lehiskayim al yedei haTorah shekibalnu. Still, we have the ability to exist through the tzadikim of each and every single generation because of the Torah that we received on Har Sinai, you know, from Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki adaraba, because just the opposite, daiko al yedei she'en yoydin ha'alocha, as a result of the fact that we do not know the Torah Shebal Peh with total clarity today. Ki im al yedei yegiois gedoilois. And the only way you get to know it is through major struggle. It's a major struggle and effort to be able to learn Torah Shebal Peh, to learn Gemara, and to be able to understand it correctly. Al yedei ze zoichim hatzadikim v'haksherim lemalois gedoilois. Through this struggle and effort, the true tzaddikim and the religious people are zeicha to major, major heights, al yedei shemeyagin atzman beemes, by really struggling, v'oiskim b'toyra lishmo b'yegiyas atzumois, and trying very, very hard to learn Torah lishmo for the right reasons, ad shemavarim ha'halochis v'chidush etorah b'chol dor, to the point where in every single generation, we're accomplishing a certain amount of this Birur HaHalacha, and Chidushei Torah, bring forth new revelations in Torah in each and every generation. Shal Yidei Zeh Onu Miskayimim B'chol Dorah. This is what gives us the ability to exist and to continue to live in each and every generation, Ad Sheyavoi Moshiach, until Moshiach will come. Velulei haTorah shenosan lanu Moshe Rabbeinu, and were it not for the Torah which Moshe Rabbeinu gave us, lo yehoyo lanu shum kiyum v'chiyus klal, we would not have any existence, we wouldn't have any source to draw spiritual life from. Ve'ikar hatikun b'chol doer hu al yedei tzadikei emes v'hanilvam aleihem. And now Rav Nosson Zal writes that the main, even though there could be thousands, tens of thousands of people learning Torah Shebal Peh in a generation, the main tikkun in every generation is being accomplished by the true tzaddikim, v'hanilvim aleihem, and those who are very solidly attached to them, ho'oiskim b'toyra lishmo, who are learning Torah lishmo for the right reasons, sheheim mal in kol ha'halochos shenoflu, they're the ones who elevate all of the halochos that have fallen spiritually, Lisharoshon, to their source. Ad sheyovoi Moshiach tzidkenu b'mehera b'yameinu, until Moshiach will come very soon, quickly, in our time, v'yigmor hatikun b'shleimus, and he will complete this tikkun totally, amen v'yamein. With this, Rav Nosson Zal concludes the halacha, sort of, and then it seems he added another appendix. Paragraph Yutes. The next two paragraphs, he's going to be speaking especially about Shabbos, about the greatness of Shabbos, and about the 3 weeks, Tisha B'Av, Churban Beis HaMikdash.